Sai Ram children, I'm delighted to be back with all of you. Hope you all had a wonderful week since we met you all last week. Well, today Ganesh is not here with me to host this week's program, but he sends his greetings to all of you on this very special episode, children. Do you remember we told you last week that the next episode of Children's Hour is a very special one? Well, we will have all our regular segments, no doubt, but the episode as such is a milestone one. And that is because we have completed 1 year of our favorite Children's Hour on Radio Sai. Yes, children, if you recall, we started our Children's Hour program last year, the 13th of November to be more precise. So it's a very, very special Children's Hour for all of us. And I thought I must start today by thanking those many people who have helped us present this program to all of you week after week. And I do this definitely on behalf of Ganesh too. First and foremost, the children are grateful. Love to Swami for using us as instruments in his very grand mission. I and Ganesh have enjoyed doing this program, speaking to all of you, and especially having those conversations with little ones week after week. And I must say, I have personally learnt a lot in the process. So a heartfelt gratitude, first and foremost, to our beloved Swami. And a big thank you to all the doctors who have come on our show. Dr. Lata Shree, Dr. Gopi and Dr. Prashant. They have spared their time from their very tight schedule to come and talk to all of you. You know, children, the doctors in our general hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam are extremely busy. They have regular night duties and have to be available almost throughout the day. So it's really wonderful that they have managed to find time for our Children's Hour program. Of course, a special thanks to Lata Shree Madam, who is with us for most of the weeks. Oh, that reminds me, we do have a doctor's talk this week too. So, probably before I go on with my thanking, maybe it's a good thing to listen to the doctor's talk first. About a week or so ago, children, we celebrated one of our most favorite festivals, and that is the Deepavali festival. It's a beautiful festival, and children, we all know it. Lights and colors always give us lot of joy, and Deepavali is filled with lights and colors. But how do we create them? We have to use fire, isn't it? And fire brings with it a lot of dangers. But we don't have to worry, because with a little bit of caution and care, we can enjoy the festival completely and safely too. Though we have finished celebrating this festival, we thought we should ask the doctor to tell you what precautions we can take for two reasons during this festival, that is. One is that the festival of Deepavali comes every year, and the information that she will share with all of you will definitely be useful even for the next year's festival. And secondly, some of the tips that she is going to give us today is about in general, that is, what you should do when you encounter a fire accident. And children, these tips are important not only for yourself, but it will be helpful even if a friend of yours or somebody around you were to undergo this mishap. So, over now to Dr. Lata Shree from the Shree Satyasai General Hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam, and she's going to talk to us about what precautions we can take, especially when we play with firecrackers, and in general, when we have fire accidents.
Om Shree Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, I am sure children you have all enjoyed celebrating Diwali last week. And as we all know, Diwali is the festival of lights. It is the festival of sweets and also the festival of firecrackers. During Diwali, children are particularly at a risk of sustaining burn injuries from firecrackers. Two main reasons for this are, the first one is absence of parental supervision. Children are left alone on their own to burst crackers, and there is failure to maintain safe distance from the firecrackers. These two are mainly responsible for children sustaining injuries during these festival. Bursting and lighting firecrackers in busy streets and roads and in narrow lanes is also one of the reasons for these mishaps. Therefore, children, there is a need to enforce strict safety measures and precautions and also regulate the sale and use of firecrackers during Diwali. One of the effective measures is to restrict bursting of firecrackers to open public places like open playgrounds and parks. Burns due to firecrackers usually involve the hands, the face and the eyes. And mostly these are superficial burns which can be easily treated with dressings, but sometimes the burns can be very deep which may require extensive treatment in the form of reconstructive surgeries also. And at times these burns can be fatal. So it is necessary to take enough precautions during this festival. In case of a burn or an injury from firecracker, the first and the foremost thing you have to do is to hold the affected part under running tap water till the burning sensation subsides. If you have a sterile gauze, you can apply this dressing and then immediately rush to a doctor. You can even apply coconut oil or even simple toothpaste after washing thoroughly and then seek doctor's help. And this should be done only in case of superficial burns. And whenever there is an eye injury, you have to cover the eye immediately with a sterile pad and rush to an eye doctor. When a small particle of the firecracker enters into the eye, wash the eye thoroughly with lots of clean water and then consult an eye doctor. You must all wear thick cotton clothes while bursting crackers. Clothing should not be loosely hanging or it should not be synthetic which can easily catch fire. You should also wear slippers while bursting crackers. And don't hold the crackers in your hands and light them. And you should keep a safe distance from bursting crackers. That is, you have to use a long sparkle or a long incense stick to light the crackers, preferably with your elbow extended so that you are at a safe distance from the cracker. It is good that only one person at a time lights the cracker and others watch from a safe distance. So don't form groups while bursting crackers and run around here and there when others are lighting crackers. Keep buckets of water handy and in the event of a fire, extinguish the fire by pouring plenty of water. And if the clothing of a person catches fire, you must immediately pour water and extinguish the fire and remove all the clothing of the person and then wrap him in a thick bedsheet or a blanket and immediately transport him to the emergency department of a big hospital where enough facilities and care are available. If there are small infants at home, it is better to use cotton plugs for ears for them so that their eardrum is safe and secure. And don't let very small children and toddlers to go near the cracker or light the crackers. And don't approach a cracker which has failed to burst. And don't keep the crackers in a container and then light them. Keep the firecrackers always away from burning candles and diyas or earthen lamps. And don't ever attempt to make or prepare your own fireworks at home, and this can be very, very dangerous. Even the fumes from these firecrackers can aggravate certain respiratory conditions like asthma and obstructive lung diseases. So people with these diseases must be particularly very careful during this Diwali festival. These are some of the precautions you must take during Diwali so that we can minimize the incidence of injuries from firecrackers. Jai Sai Ram.
दीपावली मनाए सुहानी मेरे बाबा के हाथों में जादू का पानी दीपावली मनाए सुहानी दीपावली मनाए सुहानी मेरे साईं के हाथों में जादू का पानी दीपावली श्रद्धा का दीपक भक्ति की ज्योति श्रद्धा का दीपक भक्ति की ज्योति सत्य प्रेम की जलती निशानी सत्य प्रेम की जलती निशानी दीपावली मनाई सुहानी दीपावली मनाई सुहानी मेरे साईं के हाथों में जादू का पानी दीपावली मेरे साईं की अमृतवाणी मेरे साईं की अमृतवाणी मैं तो भैर साईं दीवानी मैं तो भैर साईं दीवानी ओ द्वारिका मैया ये भेद पुरानी द्वारिका मैया ये भेद पुरानी दीपावली मनाए सुहानी दीपावली मनाए सुहानी मेरे बाबा के हाथों में जादू का पानी दीपावली मनाए सुहानी मेरे साईं के हाथों में जादू का पानी दीपावली दीपावली दीपावली
Let's thank the doctor for that wonderful tips that she gave us. Now, if we follow all of that, we can definitely enjoy playing with crackers. And children, not only should you be careful about yourself, but even of those around you, especially elderly people, you must be sensitive to their comfort too. You know, children, man in prehistoric times was very, very scared of fire. That was one of the reasons we have always worshipped fire. Of course, later we have learned that fire has a lot of qualities similar to God and it is indeed a good thing to worship fire. Maybe that we will talk about sometime later. But in the prehistoric society, one of the most important events, if I could put it that way, was how early man conquered this fear of fire and learned to create fire. See, we all are scared of fire even now. But we have learned to channelize this fear and awe of fire. Similarly, we must learn to conquer our other fears too, children. We must learn that the art of fighting against the odds and pushing our limits, this is something that we all must learn. Imagine if our early ancestors had always been scared of fire and never endeavored to work with it. We would not be cooking today. There would be no metals. We would not have invented the steam engine, machines, or for that matter, all our cars, our aeroplanes, and all the other locomotives. So we all too must always push our limits and challenge things that create fear in us. And today, we're going to hear about one achievement that was attained by challenging fears and going for something which people claim to be impossible. It is a story of one of the many great engineering marvels that stand in the world today. And to tell us that story, we have Sumana Madam as always. And it is also a good time to thank Sumana Madam for all her contributions to the Children's Hour. She too takes time out from a very busy schedule to come and tell you all an interesting story every week. So, over now to this fascinating story that Sumana Madam is here to narrate.
Children, we all have wonderful, fascinating dreams. We are all so different from each other, but there is one thing that's common, and that is the dare to dream. I am sure each of the young listeners has some aspiration to be somebody. To be a pilot, or a cricketer, or a dancer, or a designer, right? And every aspiration has an inspiration. But to make that aspiration or dream come true may not be a cakewalk. Every challenge has to be surmounted. You can't afford to be afraid. And so, shall we hear about one such historical story? A true inspirational story about the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is one of the oldest suspension bridges in the United States. It connects the New York City and Brooklyn by spanning over the East River. It was the longest suspension bridge in the world from its opening until 1903, and the first ever steel wire suspension bridge. Now, this story will take us to the United States, somewhere in New York. It's the year 1883. If you want to get from Brooklyn City to New York, you have to cross the East River. Back in 1867, there wasn't a bridge, so people sailed across on ferries. That was all well and good so long as boats were running. But so often, winter froze the East River solid. The water turned to ice. Ships got stuck in that ice. And people seriously had to skate their way to work. It was pretty obvious to everybody that somebody needed to build a bridge, and fast. Creative engineer, whose name was John Roebling, was already dreaming up plans for a bridge connecting New York with the Long Island. This was before the winter of 1967. Since the East River was so rough and constantly full of ships, Roebling wanted to build a suspension bridge. Water and boats could easily pass underneath a bridge hanging from four powerful cables. Never before had there been a bridge of its magnitude at that point of time. So the experts rejected his idea, saying that it was an impossible feat. The whole world was against his idea and told him to drop his plan. But Robling's intuition kept telling him that his vision was right about this bridge. The only support he had for his idea was his son, Washington Robling, who at that time was an upcoming engineer. They together prepared a detailed plan. They recruited the necessary team. Construction began on January 3, 1870. The project started well. But when it was only a few months underway, a tragedy happened on that site. One day, as John was taking compass readings, he accidentally hurt his foot. A ship slammed into his foot, crushing the bones, and the doctors were forced to amputate his toes. But the operation did little good, and just a few days later, John Robling slipped into a coma and died of tetanus. Normally, anyone would have given up, but Washington Robling wanted his father's vision to come true. He took over his father's work. The first phase involved setting up the two towers in the river. You know, children, when you step on the river sand, your foot goes into the sand as it is loose soil. Just imagine when this river sand cannot hold our little weight, can a huge bridge stand over it? Almost impossible. Now, the two towers of the bridge had to be constructed on a solid river bedrock. So, somehow the workers needed to get under the river water so that they could cut through all that soft mud, find the bedrock, and lay a strong granite foundation for the bridge. The solution wasn't fun at all. How can one build something underwater? So Robling decided his crew would work inside a caisson. What's that? Caisson is an airtight chamber used in underwater works, open at the bottom, and it contains air under pressure. This is not a normal condition for the body, and it is very risky. Due to this abnormal pressure, the body suffers from serious condition called Caisson's disease. Caisson's disease hit over 100 men, claiming several lives. One of the victims of Caisson's disease was Washington Robling himself. This chief engineer was left with a certain amount of brain damage and he was partially paralyzed. Suddenly, this crew needed a new boss. It's almost like the Brooklyn Bridge had a grudge against the Roblings. Both father and son wanted to build it, and both ended up dead or injured. Paralyzed, as well as partly blind, deaf, mute, Washington Robling could only watch the bridge construction from his bedroom window using a pair of binoculars. That's it. The critics were only waiting for such a thing to happen. They all started, "We told them so." Crazy men and their crazy dreams. So foolish of them to chase such wild visions. Everyone had a negative comment to make and felt that the project should be scrapped off. But In spite of his handicap situation, Washington was never discouraged and still had a burning desire to complete the bridge. His mind was still as sharp as ever. He tried to inspire and pass on his enthusiasm to some of his friends, but they were too scared of the task. As he, Mr. Washington, lay on his bed in his hospital room, an idea hit him. All he could do was move one finger, and he decided to make the best use of it. He used his only moving finger to communicate. But to whom? That's when his wife, Emily, came into the picture. He developed a code to make her understand his communication. He touched his wife's arm with that finger, indicating to her that he wanted to call the engineers again. Then, he used the same method of tapping her arm to tell the engineers what to do. Everyone thought it was a foolish idea, but the project was underway again. She interpreted his instructions and kept passing on to the engineers. Emily, his wife, became his messenger girl. She regularly visited the construction sites, giving the men John's instructions and carrying questions back to her husband. However, as time went on, Emily's role started to change. Soon workers viewed her as the new boss, and as her knowledge and confidence increased, she effectively became the chief engineer, representing the Roblings and the bridge to the world. She met with officials, held discussions with engineers, and coached the crew. For 13 years, Washington tapped out his instruction with his only movable finger on his wife's arm until the bridge was finally completed. The Brooklyn Bridge was opened for use on May 24, 1883. It is dubbed the 8th wonder of the world. The Brooklyn Bridge took 14 years to build. For 11 of these years, Emily was the only one in charge. By the time the bridge was completed, it had cost approximately 15 million, but it had claimed the lives of 27 men. Everyone was still a little nervous about crossing the bridge. Yes, it was a wonder of modern engineering, but the thing was, it was hanging over a river. Then, a circus owner, Barnum, led a massive parade over the bridge. 21 elephants led the way, followed by 7 camels, and in the rear was Jumbo, a massive elephant. 10,000 people showed up to watch, and after witnessing such a spectacle, everyone was finally convinced Brooklyn Bridge was safe. Brooklyn Bridge is an amazing architectural achievement with gigantic pillars, 276 feet tall above the waters, 85 feet deck, suspended by crisscrossed steel wires, all hanging from 4 cables about 15 inches thick, and each cable made up of 5,434 individual wires. It's a bridge strong enough to hold 1,45,000 vehicles each day. Isn't it so impressive, children, to know this bridge was built on the determination, the never give up a dream spirit of a paralyzed engineer whose only movable body part was just a single finger. This massive engineering feat was totally decoded by his wife, who was not an engineer. So, continue to believe in own self. The Brooklyn Bridge shows us that dreams that seem impossible can be realized with determination and persistence. So, wishing all your right dreams come true, it is Sairam from me.
Wow, what a wonderful story. Hats off to the determination of John Roebling, his son Washington, and Washington Roebling's wife, Emily. Great things are not achieved by great people, children. They are achieved by ordinary people with great and extraordinary determination. This story was a beautiful example of that, wasn't it? There's another beautiful lesson too we can learn from this story. The importance of understanding. Washington's wife, Emily, understood how important the building of this Brooklyn Bridge was for her husband. And that is how she could stretch herself to become a perfect instrument for her husband. And I'm sure in the process, she herself would have become a very fine engineer. And Washington Roebling could push himself to excellence because he understood how important the construction of the bridge was for his father. And his desire to fulfill his father's dream gave him that tenacity to never give up in spite of the many hurdles he had to encounter. This is a very interesting tip too, children. When you prepare for your exams, let's say you set yourself a target. I have to score not less than 80% in all my subjects this time. And as you prepare, you get distracted. You realize the syllabus is more difficult than you thought it would be. You might tell yourself, I'll be happy even if I'm able to score 75%. By the time your exam comes, maybe you'd have settled for even a 60%. We all have this tendency to lower the bar for ourselves. Instead, let's say you decide, I have to make my parents happy by scoring these many marks. Maybe the desire to please them will give you more determination to work hard and achieve your goal. What would be best, of course, is if you choose to please Swami. If you say, Swami, for your 90th birthday, I am going to give you 90% in my exams. Oh, imagine how happy Swami will be and how much more happy you will be if you are able to achieve that. And as Swami would say, the best way to do anything is to do it as an offering to God. My children, Swami will not be pleased just with marks. When we were students, Swami would always tell us, boys, I'm not so interested in your marks. I'm only concerned about remarks. You should behave in such a manner that no one can pass a bad remark about any of you. So children, even as you all strive for excellence in your academics, you must also ensure that you learn good habits and develop a good character. Many things make a good character in a student, and we speak of it on this program a lot of times. But for today, if I would like to remind you all of one good quality that Swami expected all of us to cultivate, that would be respect for elders. We should always treat our elders with love and respect. We should be very careful not to speak to them harshly or disrespectfully. Be it your parents, neighbors, teachers, or for that matter, even the elderly people who work in your house. Maybe your driver or the maid servant in your house. Treat all of them with the respect that is due to their age. If you do that, Swami will be extremely pleased. But I can tell you, most of your children already follow all these habits that make Swami happy. That is what we notice every time we speak to your children. You all are so loving and humble. But there is no harm in reminding ourselves again and again, as in the children. And that brings us to the last segment of the day. Conversation with a child. And probably at this point, it would be appropriate for me to thank all those little ones who have come on our show. We've enjoyed each one of your conversation, and on behalf of Ganesh too, I thank all you little sweet ones. Coming back to today's conversation, a few weeks back, I had this conversation with this sweet little girl from Hyderabad. So here comes another interesting children's conversation.
Salam children, once again we have another kid with us for a children's conversation. Join me in welcoming Nishika, right?
Yes.
Salam Nishika.
Salam.
So Nishika, how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
12 years old. And you're from?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. So what are you doing in Puttaparthi?
We have come to visit Puttaparthi.
Visit Puttaparthi. But what about your exams now? Exams are over for this term?
Exams are over. So we have holidays.
So Dashara vacation is going on.
Yes.
Right. So what did you see in Prashanthi Nilayam?
We saw Swami's hospital and the museum, okay. Chaitanya Jyoti, and we saw the what Swami has built here.
Mm-hmm. You went to the hospital, the super specialty hospital.
Yes.
So what did you like about the super specialty hospital?
Actually, we didn't go inside.
Okay.
We saw it from outside.
You saw it from outside. So you just saw the building from outside and you liked it.
Yes.
So which museum did you go to? Chaitanya Jyoti or the older museum?
Older one.
The older one. What is it called?
I don't know.
Okay, it's called Sanatan Sanskriti Museum.
Okay.
Okay. So is this the first time you're coming to Puttaparthi or you come regularly?
It's not the first time, but we came 3-4 times.
3-4 times. Okay. But see, you have a vacation. Why do you come to Puttaparthi? You can go to some nice place and enjoy, right? There's nothing much in Puttaparthi to see.
But Puttaparthi is like, we don't come regularly here, okay. So it is a new experience for us.
But do you like Puttaparthi here? You come from Hyderabad. Hyderabad is very noisy, right? Lot of traffic.
Yes.
So Puttaparthi is comparatively more quiet?
Yes.
So you like it when it's quiet or you like it when it's busy?
I like it when it's quiet.
Okay. So there is a school here also. Interested?
Yes.
You are interested to study here?
Yeah.
So, which is your favorite subject?
Biology.
Biology. So, are we seeing a future doctor in front of us? You want to grow up to be a doctor?
I want to become the world's most famous surgeon.
World's most famous surgeon. Wow, that's a nice way to start off with an ambition. So, what does a surgeon do? What's the difference between a doctor and a surgeon?
A doctor just diagnoses a patient and he gives some treatment to a patient, like any medicine required or anything. But a surgeon repairs, or any problem in the body can be repaired, like okay. A surgery.
But since when you thought that you want to become a surgeon, why not an engineer, why not a sportswoman or anything like that?
I was thinking about being a surgeon from when I was 3 years.
3 years old? So at three itself, you know what a surgeon does?
Yes.
So but why you want to be a surgeon, you know? What way do you think you will enjoy being a surgeon?
I want to study in a famous university and come to Swami's hospital and do service here.
So come to Swami's hospital and do service. That's nice. But why Swami's hospital? What's different about Swami's hospital? Why you thought Swami's hospital? Because there are so many thousands of hospitals in the country.
But this is a hospital which Swami has built.
Okay. So you want to be in a hospital that Swami himself has built.
Yes.
Right? So you've already chosen your university and all that?
I want to study in Harvard University.
Okay, but Harvard, do they have medicine there? Did you find out?
I don't know.
What's so special about Harvard? When did you hear that name?
It came in newspaper.
Came in newspaper. Well, I believe you were in the US for some time?
Yes.
You studied there?
Yes.
Which place in US?
In Virginia, North Carolina.
Virginia, North Carolina, okay. So how many years were you there?
We were like 6-7 years.
Oh, that's a lot of time. So how did you How did you manage coming back to India and settling down? You found it difficult?
No.
So which one did you enjoy more? Do you enjoy living in the US or enjoy living in Hyderabad?
Both.
Yes. That's nice. So wherever you have to enjoy that place. Right?
Yes.
So what is special about Virginia? What's Virginia special for?
It's near to Washington, D.C.
Near to Washington. That's the capital of the United States. Right. Okay. So it must be a busy place. So what's special about Hyderabad? That's more interesting, no?
Hyderabad is a big town where many people live, and it's a city just like Bangalore and all.
That's what you find in the geography book. I'm asking you, as a person with, let's say, I've never been to Hyderabad. So I'm asking, Nishika, what is your city special for? What will you say?
The Nizams have they have ruled over, and there are many famous buildings like Charminar and Qutub Shahi tombs.
It's a very historic city.
Yes.
A lot of heritage sites are there. That's not a very interesting answer. You know, last week I had a kid from Hyderabad. I asked him, what is Hyderabad famous for? You know, what was his answer?
Biryani.
That's it. So that was there in the back of your mind, right? You were trying to give me the right answer by telling about the Nizam. What's so special about that biryani of Hyderabad? Everybody is telling biryani is special.
Actually, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Then what else is special about it? Suppose somebody is coming to Hyderabad. What are the three places you'll tell them that you have to see?
Coogat Valley.
What is that? What is there in that place?
It's a very busy town.
Okay.
And everything is available there.
Mm-hmm.
Many malls and shopping centers are there. So.
Okay.
And near Charminar, there is Salarjung Museum and Charminar to visit. And also there is Mecca Masjid and Qutub Shahi tombs.
Okay.
See. I don't know.
That's nice that you've already named a lot of places for us to come and see. So we can tell all our listeners that anybody going to Hyderabad, you can contact Nishika and she'll take you around. She'll be a good tourist guide.
Yes.
Yeah, you will be?
Yes.
You want to become a doctor. Right. So why do you really want to be a doctor?
Being a surgeon, I can help the... I can do service and help the poor and needy who are actually not getting proper medication. And I want to do service. And the amount which I get, I can give some amount to a trust to build more colleges and schools for everyone to have access to in many other towns and villages.
Okay, so you want that more children should go to schools and colleges and study.
Yes.
But why is education so important?
Because all the children are the future of the country, and India is a developing country, so it has to develop.
So you don't need schools and colleges in Africa. Why do you need to go to school at all? You tell me that. You really need?
Yes.
Why?
By going to school, we can learn new things and have fun, and we can reach our aims. And also, we can have a good place in the society. So education is necessary to.
But anytime you get bored going to school?
No.
Then you feel why do they have these schools and all that? Hope we can have vacation every day.
Vacation every day would be boring, because in my summer holidays I felt that how nice it would be to go to school. And sometimes when my brother had school and I didn't have, I used to feel kind of jealous that he's going and he's having fun at school. I have to sit at home now.
So then shall we make it that way, that every day you have to go to school? No summer holidays, no Sundays off, Saturdays off?
No.
Because you seem to enjoy to go to school so much, right? So.
But some holidays should be, because if we go to school every day, it won't be so much fun.
Okay. Like, suppose let's say that we make you the Minister of Education. What will you change about the school? Do you feel that anything needs to be changed?
I don't like the uniform.
You don't like the uniform. Okay, that's a good thing.
And the bags should not be heavy.
Okay.
School should give balance, like there should be a balance between holidays and studying.
Okay.
So that the students won't get bored or get tired every day. So that's what I want to do if okay. I was the minister.
So then if you have to tell some teachers something, say that this is how you have to change yourself.
They should not punish anyone.
Okay.
And they should be like, if we don't do homework, they should excuse us.
So let's say you become a teacher.
Okay.
Just for namesake.
Okay. Hmm?
So will you be like that? You give a homework to your student. Okay, and the student comes back without doing the homework.
I'll excuse only for one day.
Yeah, so then, then when you become a teacher, you'll excuse only for
That's
one day.
That's not only for one day they should excuse.
Okay, so the rule is teachers can excuse for one day.
Yes.
So it doesn't make a difference. No? One day is okay, second day he'll get caught. Or the student will get caught the next day.
Yes.
So why do you think that they should excuse one day and not more than that?
If they excuse only for one day, like they'll, if there is any emergency problem or anything, they can have and they can do their work and then next day they can submit. Or else if it's not like that, then students will lose their discipline and they'll not be like, they'll just tell all silly reasons and lie to the teachers.
Okay. So in what way the teachers are not doing that? In your school, the teachers say that you have to give the homework tomorrow.
Some teachers do like that, but many of the teachers don't do like that, but some teachers do think that.
Okay, so it's always important to keep a balance between?
Study and holiday.
Study and holiday, and then a balance between being lenient and being strict.
Yes.
Okay, so we told about what school has to change, teachers have to change. If I ask you in what way students have to change, what will you tell?
Students, like, they should not lie and they should not fight or bully each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be kind towards each other and...
Okay, so you find that students are not being like that? They bully each other at school?
Some children in the bigger class, like... higher classes sometime like 8th or sometime they bully each other or sometimes they fight and they unnecessarily get scoldings.
Okay, so which class are you in?
I'm in 7th.
7th class. So when you go to 8th standard, will you start bullying the other students?
I will not bully. Most of the girls don't do, but some boys who are very naughty, they'll do.
Nishika is telling that girls are good, boys are only... the mischief mongers.
Not like that, but some people who are like very naughty, they'll do like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you go to Balvikas?
I used to go when I was in grade 1.
Okay. So what else do you do at home? I think you have a younger brother.
Yes.
So can we say the primary hobby is fighting with your younger brother?
No.
No? Don't tell me. You don't fight with your younger brother?
We fight occasionally.
Occasionally? That is once a day?
Not like once a day. Sometimes when when my brother comes and irritates me like that. And he comes and does all nonsense.
But he was telling that you only go and irritate him.
He will sometimes come and do something. And he'll say, no, I didn't do it. She only did it.
So he gets you into trouble.
Yes.
Okay.
But at last he'll only be caught up.
So if you do some mistake, eventually you'll get caught. You can escape for some time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what are your hobbies? Do you like music, dance?
I like swimming and gymnastics.
Swimming and gymnastics?
Yes.
Oh, so you go for gymnastics?
Like when I was in grade 3, I didn't know anything, but in our school I used to teach gymnastics, so I learn from the internet.
You learn from the internet? Wow, that's interesting. I've never heard of anybody learning gymnastics from the internet. Could be dangerous.
Not dangerous. Like, our gymnastics ma'am is in touch with me, so...
Okay, she teaches you over the internet. Okay, that's fine then. So then, do you like music? Do you like singing?
I like.
So, you sing for a hobby or you learn music?
I used to learn.
You used to learn. So, what do you sing? Bhajans, film songs?
Bhajans.
Bhajans. Okay. On radio, say you should say only bhajans, no?
But I don't know any film songs. Only some songs which in our school they do, like for musical assembly, they teach some patriotic songs and all. Only those I know.
Okay. I believe you. Okay, so Nishika, before we let you go, you'll have to sing one small bhajan for us. Okay?
You see? Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Rasa vilola nandalala, Rasa vilola nandalala, Radha Madhava nandalala, Radha Madhava nandalala, Rasa vilola nandalala, Nanda Kishora nandalala, Nanda Kishora nandalala, Navanita Chora nandalala, Hey Navanita Chora nandalala, Rasa Vilola nandalala, Radha Madhava nandalala, Rasa Vilola nandalala, Nanda Kishora nandalala, Nanda Kishora nandalala, Navanita Chora nandalala, Hey Navanita Chora nandalala, Nandalala Sai nandalala, Nandalala Sai nandalala, Nandalala Sai nandalala, Rasa Vilola nandalala.
Wow, Nishika, you sing so well. I think you should concentrate and learn properly. Then Nishika can become a singing surgeon. While doing your surgery, you can sing along.
But it will be disturbing.
It will be disturbing. The patient will wake up. But you sing so really nice, so beautifully.
Thank you.
So beautifully. So thank you for singing and thank you for talking to us. You have a safe journey back to Hyderabad. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam.
I thought Nishika sang really well there, children, and I'm sure you all will agree with me. Children, today we started our program quite late, isn't it? And that is because of the celebrations in the Mandir. And I do hope you all know what the celebrations are for. This Monday we are celebrating our beloved Swami's 90th birthday, and we have been having grand celebrations all through the month. And today was the Ladies' Day celebrations. And children, do you know what was the highlight of this week so far? It was the presentations made by children from the various high schools from around the country. On last Monday, we had an amazing rally by all these children. If you have missed it, you can see the video on our website, and you must. You all will surely love it. Apart from that, there were dramas too. And yesterday, there was a very, very beautiful Balvikas drama. You can see all these videos and performances on our website. Oh, I almost forgot. We also had a beautiful and amazing Vidyavahini exhibition. Children from various schools from Darjeeling, Chandigarh, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Vizag, Madras and many other places set up interesting models for all of us to see and delight. Probably sometime shortly, we will put up a video of that too. Children, in my excitement to share all these wonderful things that's been happening in Patti, I almost lost track of time. I must go now, and before I go, let me finally thank all of you children who have written mails to us, telling us what you like, answering questions that we have asked, and even requesting the doctor to speak on certain topics. A big thank you to all of you, and do continue writing to us. And so we will know what you like and what more we can do to make Children's Hour more interesting for all of you.
Finally, a big thank you to all of you who tune in week after week and listen to the Children's Hour program. After all, this program is just for you, and if you are not listening, then the program would not be complete, isn't it? So a big round of applause to all you children who listen to us regularly. With that, children, it's going to be a goodbye from me for today. I will join you all again next week for the next Children's Hour. Till then, be good children and have a lot of fun. Sairam, children.
Tumhara rishta is dil se, dil hi samajh payega. Dur hoke bhi tumse, tumhara ehsaas karwayega. Par aaj, tumhari yaadon mein khoya, kisi baat par ye rutha hai. O maa, tum bin bezuba hone ki shikayat kar baitha hai. Bezuba hone ki shikayat kar baitha hai.
धड़कन तुम्हारी सांसों में बसती है तू मेरी माँ
नजरों में भी